All right, Kathy, yes, sticking around with me here for another farm and food conversation.
Yet another.
You were at the Iowa Farmers Union Convention. Several lawmakers spoke on issues of food security and sustainability. Mm-hmm. What's your takeaway from their presentation?
Well, it was pretty interesting. And as I said last week, I can't credit myself for having captured all of the statements that we can talk about because... I was looking at the article by Cami Coons, the agricultural and environmental reporter for the Iowa Capital Dispatch. So thank you, Cami. And she was also named Ag Journalist of the Year by the the convention. So it was pretty good. The legislators talked about food, nutrition, and three specific themes: childhood nutrition, food education, and local food policy. So just really quickly, Ed, I thought I could give one of the quotes from one of the four legislators who were there, and we could discuss it. But some of it's not a direct quote. It's a paraphrase.
Paraphrase is fine.
Yeah. So in the category of child nutrition, as we talked about last week, the Healthy Kids Iowa program, Governor Reynolds' alternative program to the federal SNAP summer benefits program. The senator from, well, I can't remember where she's from, I think, but Annette Sweeney, Republican, her comment was something similar to programs like Healthy Kids Iowa allow for greater localization of food assistance, and noted that local individuals can monitor the programs and advocate for adjustments in order to better serve their recipients.
Okay.
Sounds nice.
Yeah, except if you really know that it's another way of taking away parental authority.
Yes.
And creating bureaucracy.
Republicans
are supposed to hate, you know, taking away local authority and hate bureaucracy. And here's a program that does the opposite. You know,
just, right.
So I guess you can call that local because you're refusing federal funds.
Yes, you are.
I'm curious what the Democrat response to that was.
Well, Representative Beth Wessel-Crochelle, Democrat, she was referring to the recent restrictions to SNAP benefits for people who can buy, for people who might want to buy a sweet treat, a piece of candy, or maybe a can of soda or something for their kids. She said that, and this is a direct quote, "People who are on SNAP buy the same groceries that you and I buy. Sometimes we buy a treat, but not always." And I thought that was a very humane response to that.
But it's also it avoids the concern that a lot of people have, and that is that sometimes these benefits will be spent on a whole lot of junk food. Buying, quote, a treat, but not always, is one thing, but filling up your grocery cart with everything ultra-processed is a whole other thing.
And when I was a recipient of what is now called SNAP benefits, we did not fill up our carts with ultra-processed.
And we didn't either.
And
but
people do. I think it's discriminatory, though, because we don't have an overall program to help all the kids in Iowa avoid ultra-processed foods and, you know, high fructose corn syrup and such things. The point is to keep the people who are using SNAP benefits kind of in their place. Don't be a problem when it's not just those kids and those families with the problem. In fact, sometimes it's because they live in food deserts and don't have access to good groceries that they choose themselves that we have the problem. In food education, Senator Mike Zimmer, from a Democrat, said something akin to, "It would be great to have food education classes, but it's next to impossible to find the teachers in these areas." And he said it's not a simple fix. That was in response to Senator Sweeney's saying that she was going to once again push for a bill that requires a semester of food education in Iowa schools, teaching things like canning, gardening, food prep, and more.
Well, I like that.
I like the idea. I like the idea. We did just discuss last week about education, that schools are stressed to teach everything anyway.
Well, I agree with her on that. I'm not sure I agree with Senator Zimmer, the Democrat. That it's impossible to find teachers?
It's been very tough to find teachers. Teachers are not, people are not going into teaching as much because of how difficult it is to teach in Iowa now. And teachers in that area, I guess in the what we would call home economics area.
Maybe we should pay them better.
Maybe we should pay them better, and there just are not teachers for that, so it would not be a quick fix.
Any quick comments from lawmakers on local food policies?
Yes. Senator Zimmer said something about food programs having to be supported, because as much as local schools would want to purchase food locally, good, wholesome local foods, they can't afford to do so without assistance, whereas Representative Norlin Momsen, a Republican, said, quote, if you are always going to wait for the government to do it, don't, because there was funding in these areas and now they're gone. So I would use creativity. And then whatever the government helps, that's gravy.
Well, at least we got gravy in there.
Well, I don't think it's groovy, no. though, because obviously the government is not
right,
coming
I know,
up with
I know,
help.
I know. Hey, thanks, Kathy.